Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM, the Honourable Mark Ryan, who's the member from Marayfield. A very warm welcome to you.
Good morning, Shane, and good morning to your listeners.
Got some great news. The Queensland budget has already given out a little bit of a big bit of news. Caboolture Hospital is likely to get a fair slice of the $850 million allocated for expansionary purposes, including improved parking. What's your take on that?
Well, this is so exciting, and it's like Christmas has come early for the Caboolture Hospital. So many people in the Caboolture region will know that I've been fighting very hard for extra facilities and upgrades as well as extra services at our hospital. Well, we've just gotten the best news, and that is that the Caboolture Hospital is in line for, and I hope everyone's sitting down.
No, I'm sitting down.
It's almost $400 million.
That's a big slice. That's a very big slice.
Well, think about that for a moment. Yeah. $400 million worth of upgrades. So that's going to involve building a multi-storey car park, which will deliver a net increase of over 500 car parking spaces. It'll essentially rebuild the hospital to be double the size. It'll include extra wards, extra beds, almost 130 extra beds, extra services. All in all, once the hospital is upgraded, it'll actually support an extra 1,000 medical staff at the hospital, an extra 1,000 staff.
So that's a lot of people.
Oh, it's a lot of people, and it's a lot of services, and it's what our community deserves. I love the Caboolture Hospital. I think the people that work at the hospital and volunteer at the hospital are just some of the best human beings you'll ever come across. But I know the hospital's been under pressure from a capacity point of view for a number of years. That's why I've been arguing for these upgrades. And I know that these upgrades, almost $400 million worth, will be well received.
Now, is dental services going to, because this is something people are clamoring for all over the place, is dental services going to be increased or put on the planet as far as the new hospital expansion is concerned?
The exact makeup of, you know, clinical services that will be provided at the hospital will be finalised over the next few years while construction is being completed. There are some dental services already at the Caboolture Hospital. I would imagine that with the expansion, because it is a in-demand service, that we will be seeing some more clinical space for the dental practice there at the hospital. But certainly once I get more information about the exact makeup of what services that will be provided out of the hospital, I'll let you know.
Okay, that'll be great, because obviously a hospital of this nature is going to be having to cater for a larger population. It's set to explode in the Caboolture region like you wouldn't believe over the next 10 years. So it's good timing, to say the least. There has been a little bit of concern about the car parking side of things. In the new car park, there's going to be a charge applied, and apparently there's been a figure mooted around, $15 to $16 a day. That's in line with what other hospitals are currently charging, I understand. Is that correct?
It's much cheaper than a city hospital. So, and look, I've always been very upfront with people about this. When you do move to having to build multi-storey car parks at hospitals, unfortunately there's a cost. And that cost is about trying to recover the cost of the building so that we're not unnecessarily diverting money away from hospital beds and hospital equipment and hospital staff. One of the things, though, that I've been arguing for, and I've managed to get some concessions from Queensland Health on, is to make sure that the costs that are imposed are as low as possible. So you're right, the daily costs, so for 24 hours, the daily maximum will be capped at $15 to $16. But most people who are at the hospital will hopefully not be staying there for more than 24 hours or not needing to park their car there for 24 hours. So there's going to be free drop-off zones for people. There's also going to be significant concessions for people who have to attend hospital regularly or for people who may be experiencing disadvantage. There's also an opportunity for people to use the community transport services that are in our area. And that way you get picked up at your door, dropped at your hospital, all for a very low figure of no more than about $5. So for those people, you know, who want other options, there are. But certainly the improvement overall with extra car parking is something that the whole community would want, but unfortunately, once you get multi-storey car parking, there does have to be some cost recovery. But the good news is we've been able to keep the fees as low as possible and offer those additional concessions to help people who need it.
I've seen a commentary somewhere, and I can't remember exactly where, but someone suggested that this might be kind of like the toll service, where you have a fee that goes for, say, 20, 30 years, and then once it's paid for, they kind of get rid of it. Is that the kind of model that we're looking at here, or is this going to be a permanent one forever and a day?
No, there's a similar theory around that, and one of the guarantees we've gotten is that this car park will be owned and operated by the Queensland government. And why that's important is that if you hand it over to a private provider, they'll obviously seek a profit from running the service, and that profit comes through from higher car parking fees. So the plan around this hospital is to own and operate it by the Queensland government, make no profit at all. The whole purpose around the fees is to just recoup the cost of the building. And what we're going to do as well is we'll extend the repayment period for as long as possible so that we can actually keep the fees down as low as possible. So the longer you take to pay it off, the cheaper the fees that people pay.
Okay.
So we'll obviously have everything in mind around keeping fees down as low as possible and ensuring that the service is there for people who need it too.
And the existing car park, as it is right now, will there be a fee on that area, or will that remain free?
No, well, a lot of the existing car park will actually have new buildings built on. So the car parking site will essentially be all costed, and a lot of the existing car park will be built on with new building. That's why this multi-level car park is so important. It's a net increase of 500 car parking spaces, but it's actually a car parking building that'll have almost 1,000 spots on it.
Okay.
You know, so it's a very, very big car park. You know, there will be obviously alternatives for people to get to the hospital, as I said, with the community transport. And, of course, there is still, you know, car parking options in the precinct where people can park on the street if they so choose. But, obviously, with trying to keep the fees down as low as possible, providing free passenger drop-off zones as well as also those additional concessions, we're hoping that people don't find the small fee to be prohibitive for them to park on site, but also they'll appreciate the convenience of having, you know, safe, available car parking space. Because one of the biggest complaints I hear is that there's not enough car parking spaces. Well, this will fix that. there will be enough car parking spaces, but unfortunately there's a fee that will be involved to cover the cost of the building.
Security will still be part and parcel of ensuring everybody plays by the fair rules and there's no problems. When will the building be complete? Any rough idea on that?
Yeah, well, it's pretty exciting, actually, because we'll see construction start probably early next year on the car park. So the car park will be the first building to go up, because we need to create the car parking space so that we can build the larger hospital on the existing car park in front of the hospital. So that'll probably go up first, and then it'll be complete probably about 3 to 4 years after construction completes. That's the whole project. So the car park will start early next year, hopefully, fingers crossed, take about 12 months, and then the major hospital rebuild will start after that.
Wow, looking forward to all this. This is big news, certainly for the Caboolture area, and it's timely.
Well, one other little thing as well, Shane, is that at its peak, we're probably going to have over 1,500 tradies on site doing the hospital rebuild. So think about that for a second, 1,500 tradies. Even if they only bought one coffee each a day, the economic benefit for Caboolture is huge. We all know that, you know, when people sort of work in local areas, they often, you know, buy lunch, or they buy a coffee, or they buy their fuel, or whatever. Having 1,500 tradies on site, each of them buying, you know, a coffee or a can of Coke or a Chico roll or whatever it is, will certainly create an economic boom for Caboolture. And all of those retailers in the area, I would say, would be looking forward to construction starting as well.
And just how many of these local tradies will be actually local, rather than imported, say, from Brisbane or elsewhere?
Yeah, well, the good thing is the Queensland government has a Buy Queensland procurement strategy. And what that means is that there is preference given to construction companies who use more local suppliers and more local labour. Of course, you know, the definition of local can't just be one particular town or suburb. It has to be a region. But we saw recently with the build of the Caboolture police station, the brand new police station, the majority of suppliers and the majority of workers, including the apprentices who worked on that, came from this region or the Sunshine Coast. So that's good news for locals and obviously good news for those tradies who can work closer to home.
Well, we'll follow this story with a lot of interest in the future. Hope it takes off really quickly, that construction is completed on time. We can start using this beautiful new hospital. It'll be great news.
Can't wait.
Now, Grant's program bringing reconciliation celebrations to our region. This is pretty big news. The Caboolture Sports Football Club in conjunction with the...
Isn't this a great partnership we've got with local Indigenous people, local Indigenous football clubs, playing other clubs and, sharing those important stories about the history of our great country. You know, I think it's really important for our country to appreciate its full history. We're one of the oldest countries in the world when you think about the role that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders have played in the history of our nation. So to learn more about culture, to learn more about our country, I think it's a great thing and, just builds on what makes us a very special country. In fact, the best country in the world.
Indeed so. And there's a plethora of events that are going on. And, of course, some of these groups can get some grants, up to $2,500 apparently, to help them along the way of the journey that they're going through, as well as improving perhaps maybe their own infrastructure of their own organization. So I guess those are the kind of things that you're looking forward to.
Absolutely. And look, if anyone's ever interested in what grants are available and how they might be able to apply, all they've got to do is contact my office, and my office is very happy to help people with the application to make sure that they're putting their best foot forward. They've got the best chance of getting that grant.
And just give a number for your office once again.
Sure. All the details for my office you can get from my website, www.markryan.com.au.
Okay. And finally, some safety works are on the way for our beloved D'Agula Highway, and this has got some good news. Try and make it the journey along that highway a little bit safer for everyone. Tell us more.
That's right. Well, our region's been very fortunate over the last 18 months, and there's a lot more to come when it comes to improved roadworks and safety works. And one of the projects, which is just about to kick off, is some improved works on the D'Agula Highway. It's about $1.3 million worth of safety works. And you're right, Shane, it's just about making those improvements to improve safety, to ensure that people can get home or get to work in safety. And of course, that D'Agula Highway, it's been a challenging road for many years. And yes, we've seen some improvements. It's good to see some more happening with this $1.3 million. But certainly there'll be more to come in the future. And we'll keep advocating on behalf of the DAG, but also on behalf of people who use that road, local people.
It's good news all around. As always, appreciate your time on air and online here at 101.5 FM. Mark Ryan, the Honourable Mark Ryan, of course, the member from Marayfield. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Shane. All the best, mate.
This is Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM.